We're going to move on to public forum. So this is a time for people to address the board for items that are not on the agenda. I've got three cards here. We'll start with Ms. Brenda Adelman.
Brenda Adelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. I want to start by congratulating David on becoming the new board chair and congratulating Stephen Moore on becoming a new state water board member and Matt St. John for new executive officer. And if I forgot anyone, there's a lot of changes happening. I really appreciate, I've been working with the board for over 30 years, and I think we have one of the best groups on now than we've ever had, and I really appreciate all that you do. What I want to talk about today, interestingly, is I've been doing a lot of work on the recycled water policy. I submitted extensive comments on AB 2398. I also have with me a packet of three sets of comments that are related to the recycled water policy. One are comments I just sent in last week on the draft salt and nutrient management plan that will be coming your way in the not too distant future. And just briefly say that I had grave concerns about the document. I don't know if it's the first plan for California, but I do know it's the first for Northern California. And I think it has so much work to be developed in it that it's not worth the paper it's written on at this point in time. And I detail out in my comments that I am going to be, hopefully you'll get copies of that later, all the reasons why I believe that. And it's basically based on inadequate information by its own admission, and it looks at such a broad brush examination of the problem. The state water policy, the water recycling policy, requires a salt and nutrient management plan. One of my biggest concerns is that it tries to basically avoid looking at nutrient issues on the surface, even though and even where the surface and the groundwater are connected. This plan takes a very broad brush approach, and I think the problem with that is that while it generally identifies some problem areas, it doesn't focus its study on those problem areas and doesn't develop adequate information to talk about what needs to be developed other than some models that they're waiting for from USGS. And until that information comes forward, there really is inadequate information to give this study that's being proposed any kind of scientific weight. I also submitted comments on the recycled water policy amendment. And one of my biggest concerns has to do with the runoff issue and the fact that the scientific panel set up by the state determined that because endocrine-disrupting chemicals occur at very small amounts, that they don't need to monitor that in the irrigation runoff projects that get implemented. The state is trying to implement up to 2.5 million acre feet worth of new recycled water projects yearly by 2030. And basically, they're saying that endocrine disrupting chemicals are not a problem. What we did, there's been a new study that came out in March by a dozen top name scientists who have been working in this field for up to 30 years. They looked at 850 studies, which indicate that low-dose exposures to endocrine disruptors are highly significant and very impactful, and that the Endocrine Society says without question, low-dose exposures to endocrine disruption is not even a controversial item, that it is accepted by endocrinologists all over the world. And this scientist documents the studies that have been developed. And I happened to get a letter to the state board from the lead author of this study. and that's in your packet as well, talking about the issue of low-dose exposure to endocrine disruption. It's involved with such things as obesity, diabetes, heart problems, birth defects, on and on and on. It's involved in so many diseases, not only for humans, but for wildlife as well. And one of the scientists is Tyrone Hayes, is right at Berkeley, who's done incredible studies on the effects of atrazine on frogs and showing where these frogs are, the males are turning into females and vice versa, and it's a very serious problem. And one of the things about this irrigation runoff is that while there may be small amounts in the wastewater that's highly treated, it's being placed on landscapes that are heavily treated with soil amendments, pesticides, herbicides, many of which are endocrine-disrupting chemicals. They're ending up in our waterways at a time when flows are low and when there's no dilution factor, and we're running into things with global warming. And also the board's going to be considering, the state board will consider the issue of changes to the decision 1610, which will lower flows in the Russian River. And it's a very significant issue. One other thing, I ordered a bunch of these magazines that from the San Francisco Medical Society that have about a dozen wonderful articles on this issue. I hope to have them today so I could distribute them to you, but unfortunately they haven't come yet. I would like permission to bring them at a later time and ask that you receive copies of them. The whole issue is dedicated to environmental health and the issue of endocrine disruption, and I just plead with you to take this seriously, look at it carefully, and consider it thoughtfully when you have to talk about this issue of irrigation runoff. Thank you very much.
Brenda, thank you very much. Patty, can you make sure that those get distributed, maybe not right now, and to the board members that are not here today as well? Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. I have a public forum card, speaker card for Jared Deal.
Hi, good morning. I'm Jared Teeley in the Department of Public Works with the City of Ukiah. I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge the time and efforts that your staff has put into developing our MPDES permit that's due for adoption today. Kathy Goodwin and Mona Doherty were very helpful and very assistive in the development of that, and we appreciate their efforts greatly.
Well, thanks for saying that. Appreciate that very much, Jared. And the last card I have is for Mr. Alan Levine.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Alan Levine, and I represent Coast Action Group, Point Arena, California. And I want to talk to you about the nutrient offset program related to the City of Santa Rosa NPDES compliance. And I think y'all were here 4 years ago or 4.5 years ago when the City of Santa Rosa wastewater treatment NPDES was approved, and with the goal of zero net discharge. And part of that approval process also related to resolution R12008-0061, which allowed nutrient offset trading to meet the compliance standards. And I think that offset trading is a very viable tool in attaining that goal. I think the City of Santa Rosa has waited to the bottom of the ninth inning to start offering offsets. And one of the offsets that we were engaged in commenting on was for a dairy. And
Mr. Levine, I'm one of the legal counsel for the board.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you to not talk about the specific offset. And the reason for that is because it's currently pending, you know, before the board. Staff is considering comments that they've received from you and from other interested parties. And so it would be actually an ex parte communication right now if you were to talk to the board about a pending matter. So if you can just keep your comments general.
I will.
Would appreciate
okay.
it. Thanks.
The concern is in the resolution there were requirements. One is that offsets would meet the standards of the California Environmental Quality Act, and it's very unclear at this moment if and how that is being done. And I just want you to know that there's issues with that, and I ask the board and the board staff to follow the direction in the resolution that those requirements be met, and that also in general, how to keep it general. some of the problems lie in interpretation, but I think a major problem is aligned with the idea of where to use the credits and how to use the credits. And I think that this is all really dependent on where the TMDL for the Laguna is going. I think that there would get much more information and the project would be much more effective if the TMDL occurred before further offsets, and in my estimation, like stormwater will be a major emerging problem on the Laguna, and somehow it would be appropriate to fit the offsets into programs that address stormwater issues rather than other sources, trying to keep it general. So I'd like you to look into that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Mr. St. John, may I ask, I don't know how this is pending or when it comes up or how it comes up, but if this is something that is, maybe we could provide or ask you for some clarification if it's appropriate sometime forward, and how this resolves itself, I don't know. But at the same time, I would just say, and I don't want to get specific about anything here, but it concerns me that there's tension in a program that's been approved that overlaps into, I'll put it out there, the dairy program or other programs, and maybe some clarification would be good on this as it goes. I'm not asking for anything, you know, that is out of order, but as it goes, it would be nice to have some interpretation because I think it would be of benefit.
Well, we can certainly provide that clarification. You know, briefly, what the city's offset program allows is that projects get submitted and there's a 60-day review period, and after which time or during which time the staff makes a recommendation and the executive officer either approves or denies a project. And that's currently the status for a handful of projects that we're reviewing.
Okay. And again, I don't mean to jump way ahead of here, but if there's something that is going to come before us, maybe put that some interpretation of how this works and how it jives with other programs that we have going. I don't want to have something go in tension and disrupt unintentionally going.
So under the current framework, these projects would not actually come before the board, but they come
correct
as a decision by the executive officer.
Bless you. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. I don't have any other public speaker cards. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes from the June 7th meeting. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Seeing none.